Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. Hello, everyone. Did you have a good week? Did you find time to pray to Jesus? There is nothing more important than prayer. Through prayer, we can speak with Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. The more we pray, the stronger our relationship becomes. And in time, through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give all our troubles and problems in our lives to Jesus and let Him handle them. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment without fears, worries, or anxiety. I wish I understood what I just told you when I was younger, because years ago, I had no relationship with the Lord because I didn't pray and I had very little faith. Luckily, 14 years ago, through a series of events no doubt created by the Lord, I was led to Jesus, and to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about accepting others, and that no matter how different we may perceive someone from us, we as Christians are obligated to accept them for who they are because they are God's people. On today's show, we'll talk about something all Christians need to do, and that is leading by example. When we look at our world today, we see many things that we may disagree with. We judge others and criticize those we feel are rude and inconsiderate. We see those who are jealous and those who are prejudiced. And we see people full of greed and selfishness. We can be critical and we can complain, but if we do, it will not accomplish anything. Yet the one thing we should do, and as Christians must do, is lead by example. In essence, we need to show those around us how they should live by how we live. If we truly believe in God and if we trust the Lord, all we have to do is follow His laws and commands and not worry about others. Let them look at us and see how we live as Christians. If they choose to laugh at us, so be it. But more often than not, many will respect us and some will want to become like us. When Jesus walked the earth, He never concerned Himself about what others might have thought of Him. If they approved, disapproved, believed in Him or not, Jesus each day led by example as the Son of God, fulfilling His Father's wishes and doing everything He could to show those here on earth how to be Christians, how to follow God and obey Him. Leading by example is something every Christian needs to do. In the Bible it says, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, "Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." This Bible verse makes it clear that we as Christians should demonstrate to others how we are to live by what we say and what we do. This does not mean we ever force our way of life on anyone, but it does mean that we should allow others to see how, as Christians, we are following the laws and commands of our God. That means we put the needs of others first. We love God and everyone. We forgive those who have wronged us. And we live this life for the sole purpose of achieving a place in heaven when we die. Leading by example is nothing more than living our Christian life the way we are supposed to, putting God first and everyone else second. If we choose a Christian life and live as Christians should, we are automatically leading by example because we are following the ways of our Lord. Leading by example is another part of living life as a Christian. We're talking more about leading by example. As Christians, we have made a choice, and at times, that choice may be difficult to uphold. But if we truly believe in God, love our God, and understand what it means to be Christian, we should live each and every day to its fullest, doing whatever we can to please the Lord. It's not our place to judge those who do not choose a Christian way of life. And it should not be our concern when those who disagree with our choice of being Christian look at us with ridicule and disapproval. But when we live each day as Christians, following God's way, we are leading by example, which will always please the Lord. The first song I'm going to play today ties into today's theme of leading by example. The song is called You Are the One. When I wrote this song, I thought of how we feel when we are close to the Lord, the sacrifices Jesus made dying for us on the cross, and how before he died, he gave us the miracle of the Holy Eucharist. In the verses, we hear how wonderful and kind our Lord is, so gracious and full of love. Then, in the chorus, the incredible sacrifice Jesus made dying on the cross, and how because of him, we can receive the Holy Eucharist. The words in the chorus are, "We eat this bread and drink this cup. You are the one, you raise us up. Nailed to a cross, you died for us. We love you, Jesus, you are the one." Please listen now to my song, You Are the One.
Watching from above, so merciful and kind, so generous. You are the one, the Lord so glorious. We eat this bread and drink this cup. You are the one.
be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Today's topic is leading by example. When we live as Christians, act like Christians, and practice the Christian way of life, we are in fact leading by example because we'll be doing everything that is Christian in the eyes of the Lord. All we ever need to concern ourselves with is to follow the laws and commands of our God to the best of our ability and do everything possible to be the best Christian we can be. Or we'll sin, we'll give in to temptation, because no one except our Lord is perfect, and we are flawed in many ways. But when we seek forgiveness and do our best not to make those mistakes again, we're showing our Lord that we are living as Christians and leading by example. What's most important is that we get into the daily routine of praying to Jesus. We need to pray to the Lord every day, at least once a day, and build a strong relationship with Him. Prayer is our opportunity to talk with Jesus whenever we need to. He does listen and He does answer. No, not in words, but through others we encounter, as well as by events orchestrated by Him. These events often wind up leading us to a much better place, but we have to be patient and understand that the Lord works on His timeline, not ours. Prayer is also an opportunity to remove burdens from ourselves. We are going to have moments of weakness, moments of doubt, and uncertainty, and when we do, we need to pray to Jesus and share those concerns with Him. Confide in Him, open up to Him, and let Him know in prayer all that is troubling us and how we need His help. Also in prayer, we must be thankful and thank our Lord for all we have and show the Lord how much we love Him. Moreover, we must be mindful to pray for those who we know who may be ill or who may be going through difficult times and who need the Lord's help. We can also pray for those who we see who have abandoned our God and have no relationship with Him. Ask Jesus to intercede, to open their eyes and lead them to a path where they can and will find the Lord, seek forgiveness, and begin a relationship with Him. Doing all of these things is important, for it's what Christians do, and it will help us to lead by example. So as we go through our week, focus on living as Christians should, following the laws and commands of our God, and praying to Jesus regularly to keep Him in our hearts. When we live as Christians, we are leading by example. Understanding our role as leaders of Christianity is another step in living life as a Christian. Talking more about leading by example leads us to the Bible, where it says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 3, "Not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock." This Bible verse makes it clear that we are to lead by our actions and how we live, and not in any way force our way of life on others. When we live as Christians should, following the Christian way of life, we are automatically leading by example. It's as simple as that. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and jazzy tune. The song is called Water into Wine. The song tells the story of the first miracle that Jesus performed while at a wedding in Cana. The wedding reception was going well, but unfortunately, the banquet facility ran out of wine long before the party was over. Mary comes to Jesus and asks Him to help. At first, Jesus was not interested by telling His mother His time had not yet come, meaning He was not ready to begin His ministry. But Mary persisted, and Jesus, being the perfect Son, gave in. Mary tells the waiters to do whatever He tells them. Jesus tells them to fill their flasks with water. Within minutes, and to everyone's surprise, the water was converted into wine. In writing this song, I chose to use a swinging, jazzy musical style and arrangement. Please listen now to the story of the wedding at Cana and the miracle Jesus performed with my song, Water into Wine. Be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
to the church calendar, we celebrate the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Gospel, we hear the story about how Jesus, with only 5 barley loaves of bread and 2 fish, can feed a crowd of 5,000. It's the miracle of multiplication and serves as an entry point into a discourse on the bread from heaven and Jesus as the bread of life. I chose an alternate psalm for today, Psalm 145, Lord, Come and Save Us. The message of the psalm is that in the turmoil and uncertainty in the world, praising God as Savior is the solution. I took a different approach with the psalm and wrote the music and lyrics, making it easier to understand. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 145, Lord, Come and Save Us.
Save us, save us.
We'll be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Today. Outside my window, a new day I see, and only I can determine what kind of day it will be. It can be busy and sunny, laughing and gay, or boring and cold, unhappy and gray. My own state of mind is the determining key, for I am only the person I let myself be. I can be thoughtful and do all I can to help, or be selfish and just think of myself. I can enjoy what I do and make it seem fun, or gripe and complain and make it hard on someone. I can be patient with those who may not understand, or belittle and hurt them as much as I can. But I have faith in myself and believe what I say, and I personally intend to make the best of each day. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.